first started out on the road to try and break these records. Cost of his position on the bike and the type of bike and his own beliefs in aerodynamics, he was almost like a figure of fun. Last in the same bracket as a peep show at the fair. Very funny trying to look at it, but not take seriously at all.
Despite his maverick status, Aubrey had a big ambition. He wanted to break cycling's world hour record, a simple time trial where the rider tries to cover as much distance as possible in 1 hour.
I done it all, and there's nothing else for it. Job opportunities in this part of the country aren't really that great. I also discussed it with my wife, and she said, look, if you're going for it, go for it. 100%, just all out, risk everything on it. My mind was totally focused from that point onwards, really that one objective.
During the winter, he was getting a bit fed up with having no money because we were unemployed, we could hardly pay the mortgage. So he really was deciding to try and go and get himself a decent job. But I felt that really he'd too much talent to do that.
But Aubrey faced a problem. Chris Boardman, establishment darling and the 1992 Olympic champion, also had his eyes on the record.
It's the record that all the great names have gone for over the years. Hopefully I want to do the same thing, basically, and put myself up there with them.
I'm going in Old Faithful.
The Olympic champion being beaten by Graham O'Brien on his unusual bicycle that cost him about 100 British pounds to make. He almost chipped on the bags there. But on the line, Graham O'Brien has done it. He's beaten the world record just set a few moments ago by Ermino. 4 minutes 22.668 for Graham O'Brien, and he has knocked out the Olympic champion, Chris Boardman.